or woman, you will understand. Listen to this. San Francisco International Wine Competition medal winner, Long Beach Grand Cru medal winner, Critics Challenge Platinum winner. This is a 95-point wine, and the platinum medal is at the from Food and Wine magazine. This red blend is absolutely out of this world and is part of this sale. It's $9. This is one you get a case of. This is a wine that goes with everything, and this is just one of what's available. And if you're interested, remember, write it down, 487. Get a case of it. It will ship for free, and you'll be happy. Use my code, Dan, D-A-N. Go to chwine.com. Shop on the Fatten Your Cellar page to get wines at a crazy discount. Enter Dan at checkout. Free shipping on three bottles or more. It's delivered right to you. This is a no-brainer. Go to chwine.com.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London, teas that fit your every mood. Available at Meijer or TwiningsUSA.com.
Spring savings are in full bloom right now at Lowe's, where you'll find great deals on everything you need to get your home in shape for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today to save big on all of your spring home improvement needs, like 15% off all style selections laminate flooring. Make your home shine all season long with great brands at great prices right now at Lowe's. Valid 224 through 229. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Available by special order express in some locations. Selection may vary by location. See store for details and exclusions. U.S. only.
This is the sound of a University of Phoenix student earning a business degree. What you don't hear is the University of Phoenix student studying in between shifts in his two-bedroom apartment while his children sleep. What you don't hear is this student defying the odds to succeed. Shouldn't that student be the candidate you take a longer look at? University of Phoenix. We rise. Learn more at phoenix.edu.
And this is my impression of me arguing with an old-timey Southern lawyer in a courtroom. Objection! You can't show my clients' rates to your customers! We compare our Progressive Direct rate and our competitors' rates in one place, so shopping is easier. Only showing your rate when it's lowest! Slander in the court of law! No, we show our rate even when Progressive isn't the lowest. I rest my case! Move to adjourn for snack time!
Compare rates and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite, the real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
A graduate program that fits your goals and your values? Absolutely. Find it at Roosevelt University's Graduate Program Fair, happening Tuesday, March 1st in Chicago. To register and find more events, visit roosevelt.edu/gradfair.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for 2 free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job, 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Listen to every Cubs game right here. We're the new radio home of the Cubs. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Bulls GM Ryan Pace and head coach John Fox are in Indianapolis as the NFL Combine gets underway. Today, Pace was asked about tight end Martellus Bennett's status with the team.
We recognize that he's a talented, well-rounded tight end. And again, he's under contract. And so right now our focus is on all these guys that are out of contract. That's kind of, you would categorize him in two different areas, and he's in the other area right now.
Pace also said the Bears are actively negotiating with Alshon Jeffrey, though they haven't ruled out slapping him with a franchise tag. As for Fox, he says he's got a lot on his mind this offseason.
You know, I worry about everything, but, you know, everything changes year to year. You know, I think, we've wiped the slate now. We're into 216. Everybody's 0-0. That's kind of how I look at molding our football team as well. You know, it's a new process. It's a new challenge. And, we'll see what happens moving forward. Right now, they're off.
Bulls host Washington tonight at the United Center. The Wizards playing the second of back-to-back games after beating New Orleans last night. Bulls have allowed 10 straight teams to score 100 or more points. Paul Gasol is ill. He'll be a game-time decision tonight after missing practice. Blackhawks return to action tomorrow night when they host Nashville. This morning, Coach Joe Quenneville said Marian Hossa will not play tomorrow or Sunday as he continues to recover from a lower body injury. In college basketball today, Northwestern is at Michigan. Loyola hosts Wichita. And number 7, UNC takes on NC State. We'll have that one right here on 670 The Score following Bears All Access. We'll join that game at the tip at 7. And in soccer, Sepp Blatter and Michel Platini have had their bans from football reduced. This is actually from soccer. Reduced from 8 to 6 years by the FIFA Appeal Committee. The scoreboard update is brought to you by Rose and Hyundai of Algonquin's Auto Show sales event going on now. It's refund season. Come into your local H&R Block office and let their experienced tax professionals help get you every dollar you deserve. Your maximum refund is guaranteed. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Boars and Bernstein.
Dan and Terry, the killer bees.
Afternoons on The Score.
I think somewhere he's going to take a quarterback.
Might not be in the first round. Might be that next wave. I'm watching to see where my guy Christian Hackenberg falls to. I'm still holding out hope that he isn't too beaten.
Falls off a boat.
Too beaten and bruised and mentally destroyed that he can't get it back.
That was a bad show.
It was a bad thing. But I also don't forget the body of work. I don't forget how he looked as a freshman. And then you get Connor Cook in the mix. But boy,
I wouldn't draft him to get me coffee.
Boars and Bernstein, Chicago's longest running sports talk show.
The Tribune's Rich Campbell.
It would be really interesting if Pace decided in the second round to pick 41 overall that he had his guy and they could get a defensive stud at 11 and still get his quarterback, because I think that despite as well as Jay played, the matter is at hand. It's not like this is something that Cutler just completely pushed to the back burner, and it doesn't necessarily have to do with his production. It has to do with his age. Pace wants the position solved. He understands the value of that, having been with Breeze. Remember, that's the prototype he's working with. I would not be surprised if they pulled the trigger in the second round on a quarterback. So I think anywhere from second round on is the range.
Boars and Bernstein, they deal in the negativity. I call them trash dealers. Terry Boars, Dan Bernstein.
Hockey ambient noise is great. The scrape and the thump.
But Q grabbing is joke.
It's gotta work.
Boars and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And so earlier, as we, I think right before spring training began, we got Boars and Bernstein. Right before spring training began, I want to say maybe it's the week before or something, that this issue of tanking became something. Buster Olney wrote a big story about it and tanking in baseball, right?
Right.
And I'm thinking, well, okay. And I'm reading, and some of it made sense. I mean, I understand why you would have these concerns, and the particular concerns are aimed at the Cubs and the Astros, who were just god-awful, we know. And in the meantime, while they were doing this, were also building teams that you saw last year start to come to fruition. Okay. I know it continues now. I know there's still some talk, and MLB still doesn't know what it wants to do.
Yeah, is Milwaukee doing it? Is Cincinnati doing it, et cetera?
Yeah, right. Well, it seems like Milwaukee's do it every year. And it doesn't do them any good. But that's my point, I guess. If you look at this and you say, well, you know, the Cubs clearly did something that you shouldn't do. This is just, now, not everybody thinks that. And doesn't take it of the Astros either. I think the Astros were just tired of getting their brains beaten in, and they drafted right and did some other, made some other moves right. Missed a pitcher, though, with the number one pick in the draft. I believe they missed on that one. I think he's gone.
On Appel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's I guess he's sort of my example of saying, look, you know, you can say whatever you want to about the Cubs, and we listened to everything for 3 years with the Cubs when Rickerson, everybody got it. We listened to the crap over and over about Theo and this, that, and the other stuff, and they suffered like everybody else did, and you had this thing going, and oh my God, this is never going to, you know.
But they were upfront about it. They told you what they were doing the entire time. Yeah. They said we need
rebuilding.
We need to get younger, and the only way to get younger. And with any quality is to have high draft picks.
I guess what my problem is, I don't think there should be a problem with it.
No.
I don't think there should ever, in any sport, you can say what you want to. Do you think the Sixers, how many years have the Sixers had to live and be Jesus beaten out of them now in a row?
All you can ask is a team to do what it thinks it has to do, right,
to win.
Right or wrong.
You don't have to attach a name to it. Don't give me a name for it.
They're trying to win championships.
I don't think that, you know, you have to look at it and say, no, you know what? Now we got a problem here. Well, what are you talking about? Why do you have a problem now?
You should never have a problem with a team trying to put itself in a position to win titles.
No. And I think that's what all of them were trying to do. I mean... The Royals were bad. Weren't the Royals sort of bad? They had young players here and young players there and didn't have much direction and weren't sure what you were doing. It took them a long time to get this. Were they accused of tanking? They were awful for so long. You go 30 years between playoff appearances?
Yeah, now if you want to argue whether or not it works, feel free. You're certainly allowed to do that, because the truth is nobody has yet won a World Series doing this.
No, not yet.
Nobody. Not the Cubs, not the Astros.
Nope,
they've gotten to the point of respectability, but we would be ahead of ourselves if we said, okay, where are the comps? What's the proof that you can win a World Series, or let alone, you know, multiple World Series doing this? And the answer is the proof isn't here yet. But I think you're being willfully ignorant if you're saying, well, why are teams doing this? The Cubs explained in fine detail why they were doing it. They were very, very clear about it. So then to say, wait a second, what's going on here, is, to me, disingenuous.
Yeah, and see, all of a sudden this year, when spring training starts, there's Buster Olney writing this stuff and going, wait a minute, Buster, what? Why now? What? Because the Cubs have turned good, because the plan has worked, now's not the time to write it. Now it's time to forget about it. I mean, don't worry about it. I saw it the other day again, and the MLB is still taking a look at this and trying to figure out if there's something they can possibly do.
I don't know what you're looking at.
I would just say to Rob Manfred, man, look, dude, you better figure out what you're going to do with a lot of things. You've got a lot of things on the plate here that you can't quite figure out what you want to do about. The domestic violence stuff, you can't, well, I'll take care of it. Well, we'll take care of it then. I mean, I wouldn't worry about a league where it used to be so top-heavy with so much money spent and so many of the same teams over and over again. Now, look, whatever it took to turn this around for the Cubs, the Astros, even the Royals, who had seven prospects, as I recall, years ago, we were at spring training, and nobody knows if any of them are any good. Mm-hmm. But those prospects turned out to be pretty good. But were they tanking, or are they just bad at baseball? I mean, look, there's a little bit of both at work here. But you can't possibly. So are the Sixers still tanking because they, well, what do they want? They've reached double digits, haven't they? They've reached double digits in wins or not.
They're
so you say, are they still tanking? Well, to what end?
At this point, when Colangelo came in to kind of stop the bleeding and ask Sam Hinkie, what are you doing?
Sam Hinkie!
Because their philosophy changed just this year.
Yeah.
When they decided to add Ish Smith and decided to change their rotations a little bit, but maybe keep Jahlil Okafor out of his car.
Keep him out of the bar. Keep chasing, punching pedestrians.
But they were trying in some, it's not tanking. They were trying to get younger to stockpile assets to try to win a title.
Yeah.
And the issue to me isn't, are you stripping down to build? It's, are you stripping down just to strip down?
Yeah, that's the thing.
If you want to police something, police a carpetbagging owner that just says, screw it, I'm not paying anybody, I'm going to pocket all the money. You know, if you really want to look out for something and look out for the fan and say, is the fan getting his or her money's worth? The fan that gets screwed is the fan that isn't getting a reasonable opportunity to look at it, any kind of roadmap to competitiveness.
Yeah, I'm puzzled because I saw it today too, a little something, but this is what Buster only reports, and this is back in early part of February, that MLB owners have started talking about the issue of tanking. For those who didn't see this, tanking in the sport, and it's possible it will be addressed in the upcoming collective bargaining negotiations. It's a thorny issue because, on the one hand, we know that parity and overall competitiveness is good for sport as a whole. You think? On the other hand, it doesn't seem right to tell a team how it should handle its own business, because we know that, at core, every team wants to win. Furthermore, sometimes what looks like tanking is simply the byproduct of moves made to improve a team for the future. For example, trading veterans for prospects is not always done because the team wants to lose. It just so happens that those kind of trades lead to more losing. Similarly, not spending big in free agency is as much about reallocating resources and not creating big league gluts as it is about not winning games. Mm-hmm. So I say to you, when you sit down, you dopey baseball owners, you don't have an issue. I mean, if you think you have an issue, I don't know what you're talking about, because it doesn't matter. You can say, oh, well, yeah, that's what they did. They went in the tank and they put out these rotten teams, and then look what happened. Look,
but dude, they told you what they were doing and why.
Yeah,
it's the teams that lie to you is when you have a problem.
Yeah, I don't know if these other teams lie either. I don't know what they've done. I don't read their every day about what their accounts are, what they're telling their fans that don't make it to where the Cubs and the Astros are. I just think there's a... particularly in baseball, where it takes a while. You can get a prospect up here pretty quick. Some Cub prospect here pretty quick. Some of them pretty quick. They're here. Some not. You say, ooh, that's not working real well, is it? No, he's not working out. I mean, I think the risks are exactly the same for you, no matter where you're drafting, even higher. When you start to look at these kids, I think the scouting is better than it's ever been about them. You certainly seem to be, but you can still miss a pick, baby. You can still do a lot of stuff and miss by a mile.
Let's look at this oppositely, too.
Yep.
Because I would think that specifically in the case of the White Sox.
Yes, our mighty Whiteys.
Yep. They feel that they have to compete all the time.
Mm-hmm. They do.
That they can't do. Like,
they do.
That they are incapable of, even if they wanted to, they couldn't do this. So aren't teams incentivized each year to say, we're in it? You know, if you're chasing dollars, if you're trying to keep a fan base interested, it's got to be a pretty special situation. And maybe the Reds feel they can do it. I don't know. Maybe they probably know their economics. They know their fan base. But ultimately, it's the fans who will make the decision. If you try to do it, and maybe you're playing Russian roulette, and maybe it doesn't work, and your fans leave and they never come back. Yeah. You know, I just think that there are a lot of owners.
Well, the Reds are still out there. They still got Jay Bruce on the table. But they're still turning the wheel.
But that's a small market, and I'm not sure if 3-4 years later they might just say, "Hey, screw it. We don't need this. We're not putting up with this. We've had World Series championships here, and we don't need this."
Yeah,
it's baseball trying to find a problem it doesn't have is the
way I
look at it.
That's what I think. I guess that's my point, and it centers around the Cubs. A lot of the centers around the Cubs in my baseball world, reading a lot of this stuff.
Think it's just Cub envy?
Yes, that's what it is.
You know, I have the text screen up, and I decided to put it up today because I had somebody email me saying he was texting about wine recommendations. So I
so you leave it on for that.
So I left it on to get a couple wines. Yeah. So I figure I'll try to work back. I'll give it a chance if I don't know if all of the insane people are still out there who just want
they're out there.
You suck. Yes,
you don't think the insane people are listening to this?
Yes, we know we suck. That's okay. But there is a thought here that says that the problem is when teams like the Mets and the Marlins don't put any money back into the team, and that's what MLB should be worried about.
But the Mets don't have it, though, because Bernie Madoff has it. I mean, the Mets, the owners of the Mets still got hit by that. Wilpons got hit by that, and they're still suffering from that. I believe them. I mean, you've got a really good young pitching staff there, and you know you've got to keep it stocked around you to give yourself a roll of the dice every year and try to keep those kids healthy. I mean, I don't think that's self-made stupidity there. That's not baseball stupidity. That's just stupidity.
In Palos Hills, John, you're on the score.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. I just wanted to get my two cents in here on this, and this has nothing to do with baseball in particular. It could be any sport, but I just think that there should be, if there wasn't one, an ethics clause as an owner of a team, when you get to own a team, that you have to be competitive, try to be competitive every year.
That could hurt you. That can keep you from winning titles.
Well, I just think it's an ethical responsibility.
Your ethical responsibility is to try to win championships in professional sports.
Well, I just, you know, it's just something that says that, you know, if you have a bunch of teams that decide to do the same type of rebuilding by tanking it 3 or 4 years in a row, sports is just no good
at it. Listen to me. That's not true.
That's not true, John.
An owner's responsibility is to do what it takes to win championships.
Yeah, when that general manager and the team president or whatever comes to him and says, listen, here, this is what we're going to do. And I did the same for their fan base. No, nothing was hidden. And I don't know if the Astros talked about this with their fans openly. I don't know. I don't know. We could check, but I don't know that. But when you say that to the guy who owns a team, that, look, you know, here's what we're going to do, and here's what we have to do. I mean, that owner can't be looking at some clause in some contract you sign and say, oh, well, no, wait a minute, we can't do that because ethically that's...
That's just beholden to some silly temporary populism.
Yeah, you just can't do that in sports. I mean, it's a nice thing to say, but then that just leads... And you really... What makes it... Thank you for the call. What makes it great here is that, as you correctly point out, you have a team on the other side of town that can't wait to try every year. They'd never give up on a year, even though they suck.
And fans yell at them for it. And then fans say, why can't you do what the Cubs do?
Yeah, you... Oh, God.
And fans get mad at them.
Because there'd be three people at the game.
And all you could do is, with every transaction, with every signing, with every draft pick, with every trade, with every waiver, ask that GM, how does this in some small way get us closer to winning a title?
That's a fair question.
Everything. And you know what? And you can answer it differently. Rick Hahn can say this, and he does. As Rick Hahn at the trading deadline last year, and this is what went down with Samardzija and all that, when they say, look, he had deals for Samardzija. And he could absolutely have just pulled the plug and tried to win the next winnable World Series. Mm-hmm. But you sit down with the owner and you say, here, we've got a... I mean, per my assessment, if we hang on to him, and if we play at this clip, we've got an 8% chance of winning a World Series this year, or an 8% chance of having a chance to win the World Series this year. And then it's up to the owner. But then you know what? You can at least honestly, you can stand up there, head held high, and tell the fans, we made this deal or didn't make this deal because we were trying to win this World Series. It was a small shot. Mm-hmm. But that's what we were going to do. And just the same, when Theo Epstein took over, he told you that the best way they could stay competitive to try to win championships was to do what they did. And everything was focused on, and is still focused on, trying to do that. It's neither one is right. It's just about being honest about which one you're trying to win and when and how.
Yeah, there was never a move made that wasn't in that direction. Never, not a thing they've done since they've been here was in that other direction. That's why I say, if you get these idiots sitting down, and I think many baseball owners are idiots, I think if you get them sitting down and start this kind of conversation with them, like, well, okay, well, you know, we can't have this anymore. I mean, I'm just worried about what they're going to end up doing if they sit down. I mean, yeah. I don't know how you do it unless you do it that way. And look, there's no guarantees. It's just like you go out and spend $275 million on David Price. His head could fall off tomorrow afternoon.
Either way.
Okay, so if you go the other way and you say, you know what? When that guy comes along that I want for $200, I'll get him.
Yeah, that owner's got one job. That owner's responsibility, whatever ethical pact you want him to sign, you as a consumer can make the call yourself. You can vote with your pocketbook. You can vote with your feet. And if you don't think that owner's doing everything, nothing's forcing you to consume the product. But ultimately, I think that the unspoken contract or the public responsibility is to hang banners.
Yeah,
that's it. And it's not to win 84 games, because people say, oh, well, he's just trying to keep competitive to try to keep people watching and keep... Well, okay, but that's not good either.
No.
Nobody likes that either, especially not in major markets. Boars and Bernstein, you have the score.
Moe and Hanley here. Right now, you are listening to Boars and Bernstein.
But when it's time to start your day, do it with us.
That's right. We're live at 5, talking about Chicago's hottest sports stories.
Moe and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We wake up early just for you, Chicago.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Pro Football Talk reports the Broncos head coach Gary Kubiak spoke to Peyton Manning yesterday and John Elway recently, and that no one is in any hurry, and they're not going to pressure Manning for an answer on his future. Kubiak said, quote, "There's no hurry here. Nothing has changed. We're going to let him take his time," end quote. Translation: hurry up and announce your retirement, Pops, so we don't have to cut you. The only thing worse than you not knowing to go out on a world championship that you had next to nothing to do with is stringing this out for as long as you have. They don't want you back, and nobody wants to see you bouncing from team to team at the end of your career, stumbling around in the backfield, getting the heck beat out of you. So stop posturing and wasting everybody's time by pretending that you're making your decision and just tell us what we already know. I'm Jim Rome.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. Teas that fit your every mood. Available at Walmart or TwiningsUSA.com.
Attention citizens, do not adjust your radio dial. Weird Al Yankovic, the return of the Mandatory World Tour, Star Plaza Theater, Sunday, July 3rd. Prepare for music and humor. It's a rock comedy multimedia extravaganza. Weird Al Yankovic, the Mandatory World Tour, Star Plaza Theater, Sunday, July 3rd. Tickets on sale this Friday morning at 10 through the box office, starplazatheater.com, and ticketmaster.com. Be there. It's mandatory.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-436-1225. That's 1-800-436-1225. When you call the Federal Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, Federal Student Loan Relief can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. Federal Student Loan Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-436-1225. Federal Student Loan Relief has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-436-1225 for free information today. That's 1-800-436-1225.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, the government has the power to take everything you own. Your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. When you call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, it'll tell you how to dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 1-800-452-0246. That's 1-800-452-0246. When you call, you'll get free info on how to reduce or eliminate back taxes, penalties, and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can handle your tax problem on your own. Stop the collection process. Call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline today for free info at 1-800-452-0246. That's 1-800-452-0246. 1-800-452-0246.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods. CBS Friday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Hey mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income10.com.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
It's 2:30 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Bears head coach John Fox addressed the media today from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis. Among the things Fox talked about was how the Bears are positioned to improve their roster this offseason.
We're in good position with 9 picks. We've got way better cap room this year than last. Not that that means we're going to go crazy, but we're in better financial position that way. And again, this is about, you know, evaluating and decision making, and you know, we need to do very well this offseason.
Bears GM Ryan Pace also said the team is actively negotiating with Alshon Jeffrey, though they haven't ruled out slapping him with a franchise tag. Pace also revealed that the Bears never made an offer to Matt Forte, having made the decision to move on. Bulls return to action tonight as they host Washington. Paul Gasol missed practice with an illness. He'll be a game-time decision tonight. The Bulls have announced the name of their new NBA Developmental League team. It's going to be called the Windy City Bulls. Blackhawks will be back on the ice tomorrow night when they host the Predators. Coach Joe Quenneville said today that Marian Hossa will not play tomorrow or Sunday, but he's feeling better and could return soon. And after social media speculation that he had suffered a setback in his rehab from back surgery, Tiger Woods tweeted out a 13-second video of him that showed him hitting a 9-iron shot on a golf simulator. Progressing nicely was all he wrote. Legendary musician Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band returns to Chicago to perform with special guest Huey Lewis in the News at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater in Tinley Park on Saturday, June 25th. For your chance to see Jimmy Buffett, go to 670thescore.com. Tickets courtesy of Live Nation. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Well, there you go, John Paxson. There's your chance, old parrot head. Old parrot head.
And Huey Lewis. Wow. And
Huey Lewis.
And,
yeah,
and
buddy.
The horse that rode in on them. So, you know, I was thinking about this, too. Mm-hmm. Let's say. And I grab some calls here, so hang in there, callers.
And by the way, you were right. You're right too about the Cubs' attendance was fading while they were doing it. You can give them your verdict,
right?
People, you know, nobody's got a gun on you.
Yeah, people didn't want to watch it, and some didn't understand it. What are they doing? I don't want to watch this. And now they're back.
They bitched, and then they went away, and now they're back.
And they bet on it. They said these people will come back, and they did.
Yeah.
Now let's say, just for the sake of argument, that you had some kind of anti-tank, for lack of a better term.
Anti-tank, yeah.
Anti-tank.
Well, hell, you know, they're rules. Thinking about
but
it.
But no, yeah. let's just say you did.
Okay.
These things don't, it's not like teams openly declare intent to tank.
No.
These things happen as a series of smaller transactions over time. So when do you invoke, wait a second, what's that move? Do you have to actually then go ask any transaction that's made, any promotion, any draft pick, any trade? Are you looking at everything under the lens of policing tanking, which really won't reveal itself until numerous transactions are made? Right. Yeah. You know, do you have to set up an algorithm that then says, well, this pattern of transactions, sort of like the SEC would do, the Securities and Exchange Commission, not the Southeast Conference, would do something and say, wait a second, we've noticed an irregularity in your banking or an irregularity mm-hmm. in your trading. I mean, do you know the amount of manpower, the amount of computing power that you would have to put into a major league office? You would need a full-time investigative body working round the clock to be holding teams to some sort of standard, saying everything that you're doing is beginning to fit a pattern and now you're in trouble and you need to reverse it. It's impossible. To me, this sounds like Buster Olney carrying water for somebody, some interests in the league who are envious of what the Cubs and Astros have done.
It popped up in a paper the other day again, too, not with him, just something here, too. It's a kind of a theme that somehow it always gets back to, at least for a sentence. And I have no idea how you'd police it. If you police like you're talking about, no, you really can't, because you can't examine everything. And if you wanted to with the Cubs, they would have told you. If you wanted to, Theo would have told you. Okay, what's this? He would have told you. I mean, some teams, I don't know if they're smart enough. I don't know if they have that kind of direction. I don't know what they're doing sometimes. I really don't, because you've got some that continually fail and continually struggle and then rise up occasionally. I mean, I just look at it and I say, look, it's remarkably difficult to do no matter how you do it. It's really, really difficult to do it. That's why the old thing about this baseball thing, and you know what the Cardinals do, as much as I dislike the Cardinals and their red-faced craphead fans, I admire what they do as an organization. It's very difficult to do that, and they do that. They keep it going. Look, not everybody's them. But everybody's got to start somewhere with something to try to figure out how you do this, how you stay, how you make yourself relevant in baseball. Look where the Yankees are. They're stuck with guys like 100 years old as position players. You know, you've done nothing. And you got money, well, what, go yell at them.
Roy Oswalt's bulldozer is on the score. What's up, Dozer?
Hey, guys. Yeah, Whitmire started it last week with his article. But the risk that the Ricketts made in buying the team, they bought a team with nothing in the minor leagues. The major league team had a bunch of bad contracts. The ballpark was falling apart. They had to take on debt in order to get the sale to go through. Then they tried to do something with the ballpark. They had to fight the government, the local government, to get stuff done there. They took on all the risks. Like you said, I remember 2 years ago, the Seagulls were at the game in July. That's just flying around the outfield. There was no one there. They made a tremendous risk, and they paid off for them. And they should be able to do what they do. Now, the Jeffrey Laurias of the world, why aren't they going after that? Those guys who get all the government money to build a crappy stadium, and no one goes to it.
Well, I think they are. I mean, I think that's what the idea of this thing would be. You would go after him. You would send somebody from baseball down and say, by the way, what are you doing? And why are you doing it? But I look, Bulldozer, thanks for the call. I have no idea. In each case, it's different. And Jeffrey Laurie's a piece of crap. I mean, that's pretty much, that's state. It's in the Constitution now. They added that. Piece of crap. I just think it's very, very difficult to do, no matter who you are or how you do it. You can say, I got this plan. I got this thing in mind, which is what the Cubs said. Difficult.
In Milwaukee.
Very difficult.
Kevin, you're on the score.
Yeah, guys, much respect to the Cubs doing what they did, because their hand was kind of forced. The last caller talking about ethics, you know, I don't get that at all, because I'll tell you this much, at least from our stance in Milwaukee, you know, Doug Melvin, our old GM, he took strategic shots when we had a chance. He got CC Sabathia. A few years later, when he had a chance, he went out and got Greinke.
Yeah.
He traded viable, great prospects to get these guys. And that was our chance, though. And similarly now, or a little bit different, David Stearns we brought in from the Astros organization, He's having a fire sale. And you know what? I love it as a baseball fan, because that's the only way we're going to have a chance against you guys, the Cubs, the Cardinals, and the Pirates in about 3 years.
Against Boers and Bernstein. Wow.
Well, we're fourth on that. We're fourth in the division.
I didn't know we were that good.
Oh, yeah. We're just a step behind.
In Antioch, it is James. He's on the score.
Afternoon, fellas. Before I get to my point, you guys mentioned the Astros, but along with the Cubs. The funny thing is if you look at who they drafted with their number one overall pick, who do they have left? They traded away Appel. They missed out on the other guy. So, I mean, they basically succeeded by finding other people's garbage. But you guys also talked about going after teams like the Marlins and whatnot. Why don't they just tie the revenue sharing compensation to the team's expenditures on their major league roster? If you have a team like the Astros a couple years ago who only spent $18 million, have it where they can only receive a certain percentage of their major league expenditures.
Yeah, but the problem is that's quantity and not quality, and then you've just incentivized a team to inflate what they pay people just so they can make more in revenue sharing.
At least then they're not hoarding the money, though. I mean, listen.
Right, but that's money wasted, though. Ideally, it's not just about space. It's about channeling the money for a real purpose, and you can't make them just want to spend. You have to make them want to win.
But it's basically not rewarding them for cutting every single paid player on their roster. I mean, you know, I don't think that the revenue sharing should be an incentive just for being in business. That's the thing I'm saying.
No, I think the individual markets can decide some of that. I think ultimately if a team's going to strip down, if the Marlins don't want to pay anybody, they want to keep all the money, nobody's going to come to the games because they're bad. And if they can win doing that, people will come to the games.
Would they pay Giancarlo Stanton?
Oh, boy. Was it $300 million?
It's like that, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, every once in a while he does something, you go, okay, that's about right. And they've got a terrific young pitcher if you can keep him healthy. I mean, I'm not going to answer for the Marlins. I know they've won a couple World Series.
And they stripped one of them down. They won, they burned it down, they won again.
And they won again. I think, what, 97 and 2003?
Correct.
I mean, I don't think there's a, you know, it's hard to go after them real hard because they have done that, and they did it on the fly, and then you say, well, aren't you trying to win? Yeah, the stadium's a whole different thing. That was a scam. Yeah, that was not done properly, but that's not baseball's fault. People down there, you got
fleeced.
David Schuster said, snockered.
In Grand Rapids, Michigan, this is Vince on WSCR.
Dan, I would disagree with you a little, although I think you came to agree with me. You said that teams have a moral, or a president or team owner has a moral obligation to win championships.
Well, no, I didn't say moral. I think the unspoken contract with the fans in major professional sports is to do everything you can do to win titles.
Mm-hmm. Okay. In that regard, I agree with you. I guess my point was, and you clarified it, so I think we're on the same page, but you know, they're a business. It's free market. If I want to buy a ticket, I will. If I won't, I won't. If they can make money being a losing team, God bless. If they can make more money being a winning team, or however that works, they're running a business, and it's a free market choice as to how they want to run it.
Yeah, it's true, but the difference is in using your free market example, then the consumer would have an equal alternative. That if I don't like Hertz, I can go to Avis. If I don't like McDonald's, I can go to Burger King. And in this case, you don't. In this case, there is a tacit contract, as in most cases, in most cities, the one NBA team, the one NHL team, the one MLB team. There are some places that have two, but even the places that have two have their different fan relationships. So you don't have the same thing. You can't just say, and the complication of the league issue, but you can't just say let the market decide, because you haven't given the fan a reasonable alternative to say, okay, I'm going to root for a team in a different city. You don't live in that city.
How does anyone owe me an alternative? If there's baseball I like it. If there's baseball I don't. How am I? Terry mentioned his constitutional amendment about some guy being a bag of crap.
Right.
I guess my question is, where's the constitutional amendment that says I'm owed an alternative.
I mean, I'm not rising to the constitutional level. We're simply talking about a very specific and unique business relationship that professional sports teams have with the fans of their city. There's certain glib ways of saying, well, you know, hey, let me decide this, and if I don't like it, I don't have to like it. But if you don't have a reasonable choice for another team, I can't quote you a constitutional legislation where the framers of our country are giving you a different NBA alternative.
Well, huge baseball fans.
But I'm just saying, if you look at this reasonably, I don't necessarily think that applies.
Well, I think that the tacit implication, like you said, is that, okay, they should want to win a championship and you ask them to deliver that. But at the end of the day, I still don't see where I'm owed an alternative. I don't feel owed. They don't feel owed to me. They lose a game, they don't refund my ticket price. If I don't buy a ticket, then whatever. I mean, where?
Well, you have a voice, though. Well, have your voice, loud and clear. Hey, you're not going, not interested.
And I'm not saying I could argue with an owner. If an owner stood up there and said, I don't care if you come to my games or not, and I don't have to win, I own the team, I can do whatever I want. Of course an owner could say that, but there are certain businesses that carry with them, I would hope, and I would think that there are greater responsibilities than just running your business. Some people look at newspapers that way. And back in the day, that there would be a responsibility or an unspoken contract with a city where it might not necessarily be to soak every single dollar out of everyone there and turn a profit. And even if it's a publicly traded company, some of the privately held newspapers were run with some degree. I guess the word I'm looking for is public trust. And I'm not a businessman. I'm not a lawyer. But when I hear Tom Ricketts talk, when I hear Rocky Wirtz talk, you hear some lip service at the very minimum to this idea of a professional sports team being in some respect a public trust. I'm not saying that it's legally that.
Yeah, not legally.
But the best owners feel that, I think.
Yeah, and I think you've got a lot of the younger set of owners, and by younger, I don't mean like in their 20s, but guys who own teams now, that this is their toy and this is their passion to win. I mean, those are the guys I don't worry about, and I don't think anybody should. But there are some guys around, you question, but I just don't think there's a way in my sports world to write this down somewhere and then have enough people to look at everything a team does and examine it and say, I mean, because there's a lot of different ways people do things when they rebuild a team, when they want to do something, and the other things that go along with it, all the weight of this and the weight of that, and some teams are successful at it, some are not. I mean, what the Cubs and Astros have done is not new. Other teams have tried it. That's how they have to operate. Cubs don't particularly have to operate that way. At least they won't have in a couple of years. They're going to spend as much money as they want. But when you're looking at the Astros, there's only a certain amount of money they have.
We're Boers and Bernstein. You're listening to The Score.
The Text Zone on 670 The Score is presented to you by Grossinger.com. Find over 4,000 vehicles at 9 area locations at Grossinger.com.
Does your business specialize in kitchen and bath remodeling? Studio 41 is your complete kitchen and bath resource, now featuring the bold look of Kohler. We work with you, providing the service and support to help you get the job done right. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London, teas that fit your every mood. Available at Juul, Strachan Van Til, Ultra, or twiningsusa.com.
It's Woodfield Nissan's Auto Show Markdown.
With the biggest auto show savings in Chicago.
With the best selection and best deals on over 500 new Nissans, Woodfield Nissan is marking down their best deals even more. Now through February 29th.
It's Auto Show Markdown Madness.
Get 0% APR for 72 months on new Nissan. Plus get $5,000 off MSRP with limited time auto show savings.
You heard right. That's $5,000 off MSRP.
Plus 0% APR financing for 72 months on brand new Nissan.
But hurry.
worry. These markdown deals won't last forever. Head to Woodfield Nissan today and save big during their Auto Showdown Markdown Sale. With over 500 Nissans to choose from, the only place to shop and buy is Woodfield Nissan. 3 miles west of Woodfield Mall on Golf and Higgins. Visit WoodfieldNissan.com.
0% APR for 72 months equals $1389 for 1,000 finance on select models with approved above-average credit. Amount off MSRP may not reflect actual selling price. Example of savings is on a 2015 Nissan Altima 2.5 SL, model number 13315, stock number 350801 on select models.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Here. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And you've got Boys of Mercy talking to you with 312-624-6767. We spend most of this hour talking to you about just the pressure that seemingly being brought to bear as this spring training was about to begin by some people who believe, and still I saw some in the paper the other day about taking a closer look at what Major League Baseball teams are doing in terms of tanking and how they're running their organization and all this other nonsense. I think it is Cub envy, there's no doubt. The Astros get mentioned in there too, but geez, they've been down, they've been kicking them around for a long time. So I don't know exactly the right way to run something. If you had that, you could just buy anything and run it, be immediate success. But sports is not that easy. It's not that easy. And if you say, I'm going to do this, and you're honest about it, and you tell people, this is, well, you know what, this is what we're doing, and we're going to see us in 3 years. I don't have any problem with it. I don't. And I don't think anybody should. I don't think there's no committee. I don't need a committee to meet to tell me how to run my team. Well, let's talk about this. Don't talk about this. Screw you talking about this.
There are, and I like the idea that really smart people can find a different way to skin a cat.
Yes.
When you talk about these are closed markets because of the antitrust exemptions, mm-hmm. because of the nature of leagues and how leagues are always going to want to have some degree of parity. That's true. Totally. So there, but still, a team may say, I'm better off losing now to win later, or I am going to do everything I can do to win now and potentially lose later. There are consequences to things. There are equal and opposite reactions to the way you balance different risks. But when you have smart people, you want them to find, we talk about market inequities all the time. Hey, nobody's thinking of this, or right. this can be done this way. That's cool. And then you should, that kind of thinking should be rewarded, not punished.
And then eventually they come and close that door on you, but you had it for a second. You had it. It was there. And you used it. But I just think it's fascinating how the Cubs do business, or anybody does business that's successful. I mean, again, there are certain ways, and particularly in baseball, should be more wide. I said, don't worry about what baseball does. You know, in certain sports, like, for example, basketball, it is very difficult. Once you get in that hole in basketball, to get the hell out of it, to actually win. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying you can't win during a regular season or be a decent team or have some fan interest and they love you and all the other stuff, but to win.
Yeah, basketball's tough that way.
Oh, my God.
When you're talking 4 out of 7 and you're talking only 5 guys on a team and you don't have to take turns, that great of greats can have the ball all the time. Mm-hmm. He can guard the other team's best player. There is an inherent democratization in baseball when you got to go through the order.
Yep.
A pitcher can only pitch once every 4 or 5 days.
Yep.
You know, that's the thing with when you have teams and you get to the playoffs and you say, maybe we'll go with 3 days rest, and maybe we'll, because of the TV and the travel, that having an ace of aces matters more in the playoffs because you can just use the hell out of him. But in the regular season, to get there, there's a lot more natural equality built into the game where you can start a year and have no idea who's going to win the World Series.
Correct.
And you can look at an NBA and say,
I could have told you already what the championship matchup was going to be before the season started, and I still think it's going
right.
to be.
You look at the NBA and you say, one of these four teams, one mm-hmm. of these two teams is likely to be the champion. Mm-hmm. One of these four teams even has a puncher's chance.
Yep.
That's it.
And that's it, and the rest of you shut up.
You know, hockey, you can see a 7 seed end up in the Stanley Cup final because sure. there's randomness built into the game. And football, you have randomness because it's only one game. Anybody can win a single playoff game. But there's nothing like, you know, that's why NBA, you're right, it's hard. When you're on the outside looking in, you can be the smartest team in the world and you're screwed.
Yeah, you can look. I enjoy yelling at the Bulls. We enjoy yelling at our foreman and Pax. And, you know, I enjoy it. But again, Pax. Parrotheads, get to it, coming. I enjoy it too, but the fact is that it's hard where they're at. Now they're bad, but I mean, it's hard to be in that position. It's not an easy thing. I mean, there's no bluffing your way out of that. There's no trading out of that. There's no, it just doesn't happen in that game. I mean, it's like, well, we can maneuver our way out of this, yeah?
Mm, not really.
No, because you open, there's a semi running over your face.
Along with Terry Bors, I'm Dan Bernstein. A lot more to come, including second half, Mark Schnowski at 4, Chris Emma from the Combine. A lot going on. You got the score.
Matt Spiegel here.
And Jason Goff here. Right now you're listening to the longest running sports talk show in the universe, Bors and Bernstein.
But every weekday from 9 a.m. to 1, it's Spiegel and Goff with unfiltered frivolity.
Spiegel and Goff, 9 a.m. to 1.
Talking to Chicago's biggest names in sports and YouTube.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
Climate Guard. Vinyl windows made in Chicago since 1975. We're the contractor's choice for a great window at a great price. Nobody beats our everyday low prices and available financing. Sick of hearing 2 for 1. Buy 4. Get 1 free. Act now. With Climate Guard, no gimmicks, no promos. Just the same quality window for the same low price. Ask your contractor for Climate Guard windows or call 877-654-3010 or visit climateguardwindows.com.
Honest, hardworking people need a little extra money. And the problem is that banks don't make it fast or easy most of the time. But I'll tell you who does. Avant. It's a company who gets it. Avant provides access to unsecured personal loans from $1,000 to $35,000. You never have to go into a bank. Everything is online. All you do is go to AvantOffer.com and first check your competitive rate. And don't worry, this is risk-free. You worry it's going to have an effect on your FICO score? It does not. No effect on your FICO score to check your rate. Then you complete your application in minutes, and the funds can be in your account as soon as tomorrow. You see how easy and convenient borrowing is when you go through AvantOffer.com. And right now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after you make your first payment on time. For this offer and to check your rate risk-free, go to AvantOffer.com, enter promo code SCORE. That's AVANTOffer.com, promo code SCORE. AvantOffer.com, promo code SCORE. Loans made by WebBank. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon's not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. Teas that fit your every mood. Available at Meijer or TwiningsUSA.com.
Radio.com presents Launch. Music you should know.
Hey, girl.
Introducing Chris Lane and his new song, Fix.
I got your fix.
Music you should know. For more on Chris Lane, go to Radio.com.
Spring savings are in full bloom right now at Lowe's, where you'll find great deals on everything.